Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. How are South Dakotans responding to the threat of COVID-19? A new statewide survey seeks to quantify our concerns, our behavior, and our willingness to keep up drastic measures to slow the spread of the pandemic. Chelsea Westner is an instructor with the University of South Dakota Master of Public Health Program. Dr. Megan Curry O'Connell is an assistant professor with family medicine at the USD Sanford School of Medicine. Chelsea, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
And Dr. Curry O'Connell, thank you for being here as well.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right, let's start with the information that we need to know. And I want to start with you, Chelsea. Tell us a little bit about the work that you do in public health education right now, sort of helping people understand how this works. You can help all of us understand how it works as well. And then let's talk a little bit about the survey.
Great. So we're really learning alongside everyone. We are a team of public health and healthcare faculty, and we're really interested in learning about the impact of COVID-19 on communities in South Dakota. Our primary goal is to really inform public health responses in the state as this pandemic evolves. And as we're trained in public health, our first step is to really listen to people and hear their concerns. And so we all know that this pandemic has the potential to be devastating, especially to rural and tribal communities. So it's important that we just understand where people are getting information, their most trusted sources for COVID-19 information, their current behaviors related to self-isolating, social distancing, and then the impact of this pandemic on basic needs and mental health and access to healthcare.
How long have you been looking into this information, Megan?
Well, we only put our team together maybe about a week or two ago. Is that right, Chelsea? I think our survey has been around about a week. But our team has many experienced public health professionals that have been doing work in public health for many years.
Right. Do you have the ear of officials with the State Department of Health or with the governor's office or with local, municipalities? How does the information, we're going to talk a little bit about what you found first here, but how is that information flowing to the people who make the decisions? I don't know which one of you wants to answer that.
Right. That's a good question, and that's our primary purpose here. We really want to use the tools we have and the skills we have in public health to be able to help inform the decisions that are coming from our leaders, our public health officials, and really show some solidarity here to help our communities in the best way. As Megan mentioned, last Tuesday we launched this statewide survey, and it's really to help us learn how individuals and families are affected by the coronavirus pandemic here in the state. And these findings will help us share targeted public health messages and respond to communities in greatest need. And so as of today, more than 5,000 people have responded to the survey, which is really encouraging. Mm. And the survey is open and ongoing, and we have responses from nearly all counties in South Dakota. And so it's important that we continue hearing from communities, especially rural tribal communities. And we are actually sharing results and updating daily on our project website.
All right. And we'll put a link up to that website on our website at listen.sdpb.org, but you can start finding it at usd.edu/COVID-19, and that will kind of get you in the right. And you can just you can click to take the survey right there on the website, right, Chelsea?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's talk about some of the questions that you're asked and some of the things that we're finding. What are the big key findings, Dr. Curry O'Connell?
Sure. Well, I think one of the big, our encouraging findings is about 73% of respondents are practicing social distancing most of the time or all of the time. That's very encouraging. I want to say thank you to all of your listeners who are disrupting their lives in order to practice physical or social distancing. because those efforts are truly saving the lives of others and making a huge difference in the health response to the COVID-19 pandemic. So that's very encouraging. And that's one of our biggest findings so far.
Right. That's a great question, because it's hard to judge, especially if you're isolating what's going on in the outside world. That does leave a lot of people who are not isolating. Tell us why that matters, even though everybody's not doing it. The fact that that many people, what did you say, 73%, are self-isolating, how does that flatten the curve?
Sure. Well, you mentioned that the magic words, flatten the curve, but what does that mean? It's kind of abstract. Really, you know, I'm a physician, I'm a healthcare professional, and I have the medical training and knowledge to save people when they get sick. But in a pandemic like this, the way that we can save the most lives is by physical or social distancing. That is our best tool right now. And the way that that works is if the fewer people we come in contact with, the less likely we're able to spread the disease. We won't have as many opportunities to spread the virus to other people. A lot of people don't have any symptoms and don't even know that they're infected with COVID and can infect other people who then get sick and infect others. And before you know it, many, many people are infected. So by social distancing, or I prefer the term physical distancing, because you can be social without being close to people, but by physical distancing, you decrease the chances that you're going to catch or transmit the virus to or from another person. And that makes all the difference in the world with the number of people that ultimately get sick and or die from this disease.
Yeah. What are you hearing about, you know, in the survey, what numbers are you seeing about our willingness to keep doing this? Because one of the things Governor Kristi Noem said in her press conference yesterday, and U.S. Senator John Thune expressed earlier on the show today, was as we flatten that curve and move, you know, the peak in South Dakota out a little further, like, you know, how long can the economy sustain the sort of hard reboot that we've just initiated here? So talk a little bit about what people are saying in the survey about how long are they willing to continue self-isolation.
So we found about 77% are willing to continue to self-isolate as long as public health officials recommend. Wow. That's, again, really empowering and really positive. We also kind of related to that. We found that more than 90% of respondents are supportive or very supportive of school and business closures. And that further reinforces just helping people stay at home, especially for those who can stay at home.
Yeah. And let's talk a little bit about information and where that information is coming from. Megan, do you want to tell us a little bit about where are people going to get their info?
Well, obviously, people are going to a lot of different places, but it is very heartening that we've learned that the most trusted sources are public health officials and physicians. So people are really trying to go to the experts to get their information about what they should be doing to protect themselves and their community, and what kind of things that they can do to help during this pandemic.
Now, I think that's interesting, because in the age of social media, we have made so much about the influence of that. And really, when things have gotten serious, people are going straight to the source. Are they going to traditional media as well? Are they listening to us right now and getting this information here?
You know what? News media was the third most trusted source for COVID-19 information. I believe the fourth was maybe elected officials at about 25%.
Okay.
So I think people really are going to news media. They, if someone's not on social media, looking at some of those other channels.
Right. All right. So people are going straight to that covid.sd.gov is the state website. It links to the CDC and all the guidelines as well. And you can take this survey. I want to get back to this, and Chelsea, we'll start with you, and then Megan, hopefully you can and jump in as well. This idea that Governor Noem was saying, if we flatten that curve, our peak doesn't come until August. And for some people, that's sort of stressing them out because it's like, how long do we have to wait? Help put into perspective, clearly the goal is to not overwhelm the healthcare system with cases, to save actual lives. Fewer people will get infected. Fewer people will get sick. Fewer people will need those emergency services, and fewer people will die. Is there an end point? Because Governor Noem said, hey, if we all just go outside in August, we're going to have a second wave of this thing. Help people kind of think long term about what's the long game here, Chelsea?
Well, I think that's sort of what we're all learning right now and why it's really important to listen and learn from what people are doing and their trusted sources. So I think the more we can empower people to either sustain their behaviors, to sustain staying home, to change their behavior. I think if we look back to the Ebola epidemic or H1N1 pandemics, flu pandemics, we can really learn a lot from the aftermath. And I think that can really inform what we're doing now. So it's really important to be transparent, to show leadership and to really to send positive, empowering messages to people, to keep people on board and informed and to sustain that behavior. Another really powerful tool is talking about social norms. They have a really powerful influence on behavior change. So our finding that nearly 3 in 4 respondents are staying home all or most of the time, that's encouraging. How can we strengthen that? How can we build on that? What community level supports do we have to support people to stay home if they don't have the capacity or the resources to do that?
Interesting. So, and that's what we're seeing with the public policy stimulus or stabilization packages, the extra boost to unemployment, home delivery of groceries, things like that, Chelsea? Or what else is there that you can kind of help encourage people to do the hard thing, but the right thing?
Yeah, so I think we're, as a team of public health, medicine and psychology, and as our team comes together, we're really reaching out to other partners in tribal communities with the State Department of Health, and we're really trying to show solidarity and find really creative ways that we can respond here in South Dakota.
Yeah. Dr. Megan, when we talked to Senator Thune just a short while ago, we really dove into this idea of if we could have large-scale testing, and our testing numbers have gone up, but not to the point where, most people are still getting told, if you have symptoms, stay home, you don't necessarily need a test. Our biggest tool, our best weapon right now is that self-isolation. Dr. Megan, what would happen if we had an easy test that could be self-administered and there was enough of it for everybody? How would that change the equation?
Yes, you hit the nail on the head. Accessible, quick, easy testing would be a game changer. By being able to identify who is infected with the coronavirus, we would be able to isolate them and their contacts quickly and prevent the spread. Right now, since we're not able to do that, we kind of have to almost assume everybody has it because we don't know who does and who doesn't. But if we were able to know which people had the virus and which ones did not, we would be able to be more targeted in how we isolate people.
Yeah. So, Chelsea, the big message here is stay the course. Lots of South Dakotans are with you on this, and those efforts are making a difference right now. Go online and take the survey and let people know how you're responding to coronavirus and COVID-19 in the state. Chelsea Westner is an instructor with the University of South Dakota Master of Public Health Program. Megan Curry O'Connell is Associate Professor Family Medicine at USD Sanford School of Medicine. Thank you both so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. So much.